As we've been reading through the book of Hosea, this morning we come to the sixth chapter. But we're reminded that chapter 5 was a chapter speaking to God's judgment upon Israel and also the coming judgment upon Judah. So chapter 6 begins then with words of repentance. Or does it? They certainly appear to be words of repentance, but in many ways they are not. Maybe you know the feeling of, well, you got caught with your hand in the cookie jar. Are you sorry? Or are you sorry that you got caught and there are punishments to follow? Well, such was the case with Israel. Their repentance was not real, and God could see through it. We know that it wasn't real. If you look to it, there's no recognition to the sin that would bring upon God's judgment. They're sorry they got caught and that God was going to judge. They were also trusting, rather than in a relationship with a saving and a redeeming God, they were trusting in a God that could be manipulated through mere religion. If we just do this, then we force God's hand and He'll do that. But God rejects this type of repentance. God looks for faithfulness. He looks for the fruits of repentance, a long-standing fruit, not a love and a faithfulness that washes away quickly during the day. He looks for a knowledge of Him personally and not just one who fills in the mere formalities of religion. And God sees sin. He sees how it is spread, and He desires to get His people's attention, even through judgment. But all the while, He holds out hope. For these verses end with the promise that God Himself will indeed restore. And we've been reading through the book of Hosea. Hear now God's own word as I read from Hosea chapter 6. Come, let us return to the Lord, for He has torn us, that He may heal us. He has struck us down, and He will bind us up. After 2 days He will revive us. On the third day He will raise us up, that we may live before Him. Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. But like Adam, they transgressed the covenant. There they dealt faithlessly with me. Gilead is a city of evildoers, tracked with blood. As robbers lie in wait for a man, so the priests band together. They murder on the way to Shechem. They commit villainy. In the house of Israel, I have seen a horrible thing. Ephraim's whoredom is there. Israel is defiled. For you also, O Judah, a harvest is appointed when I restore the fortunes of my people. God leaves us always remembering that, yes, we are sinners, but in His grace, He has provided a means of restoration through the person of His Son, Jesus Christ.